This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ask Shelley. Ask Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
Ask Shelley. Every Monday morning at around this time, you have questions. She has answers. You send your questions to Shelley at FM99.com, and she answers them. This first question is one of these things that has, time-honored, has been around for as long as I can remember. Dear Shelley, my mom has me paranoid since I was a child about taking a shower if there is lightning. Can you really get electrocuted while taking a shower and lightning strikes somewhere nearby? Love you guys. I'll hear you on Monday. Signed, Jeff.
Well, there's an article in the New York Times on this, but it was also in an episode of Mythbusters. Mm. They built a fake bathroom. They hit it with simulated lightning, put a dummy in the shower with a heart monitor, and the 700,000 volts of fake lightning indeed arced onto the water pipes and jumped into the shower, causing a fire.
Oh, my.
Now, the heart monitor failed to measure the amount of current swimming through the stunt dummy, mm-hmm. but the visual evidence was clear enough to rule the myth plausible. The National Weather Service's official word on this is it is not safe to shower during a storm.
Okay.
According to the New York Post, the odds of being harmed this way are real, real small, like tiny.
Yeah.
But it is not unheard of. A former meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration named Ron Hawley, mm-hmm. who tracks lightning injuries, estimates that 10 to 20 people in the U.S. are shocked annually while bathing, using faucets, or handling appliances during storms. Quote, there are a ton of myths about lightning, but this is not a myth.
Interesting.
Dr.
All right.
Marianne Cooper, who runs the Lightning Injury Research Program at the University mm-hmm. of Illinois in Chicago, said people have been shocked and even killed doing dishes, doing the laundry, and sitting in bathtubs in storms. There is an online database of incidents if you want to see them, struckbylightning.org. So yeah, listen to your mom and mine. My mom never let me bathe during a storm. Turns out she was right.
She was right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to enact that at the Rumble House.
New rule.
And you're going to have to get out of the pool.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good idea. And no, hey, and no running around carrying a flagpole.
Yes.
None of that. That's over now. Letter number two, dear Shelley. Hey, the sky's been rumbling a bunch from that thunder, but I haven't seen much lightning yet this summer. It's amazing to watch, but it would probably suck to get hit by. You have to wonder what happens to people that survive being struck by lightning. I mean, the body is basically a network of organic electronics. Absolutely true. Are there any bizarre effects or changes that happen to a person after they've been struck by lightning? You're awesome. Signed, Frank.
Well, there are some serious effects. According to big medical websites like, you know, PubMed and even National Geographic, mm-hmm. lightning strike survivors may be lucky to escape death, but most experience long-term ailments. Common after effects of a lightning strike include pain, headaches, seizures, depression, memory loss, respiratory distress, loss of senses, brain damage.
Damn.
The National Weather Service says the awesome electrical power of a lightning bolt, whether it hits a person directly or indirectly, can cause significant lasting physical and mental damage, including burns, vision loss, and personality changes.
Ooh.
There are much longer, more detailed articles on this, full of medical speak if you want to read it, but I think
yeah.
you get the point. And also, you do not get magical powers from it.
No?
No, unfortunately.
Not
going
to come back being able to...
You can't throw lightning bolts
throw
to become Thor
bolt.
Or anything, no. But all of those questions,
yes.
because they were all lightning focused,
mm-hmm.
led me to one final Ask Shelley question for today.
Yes.
So I asked myself a question.
Okay.
Because this immediately popped in my mind.
Yeah. Okay. Dear Shelley.
Yes.
Has anyone ever been struck in the junk by lightning? Signed, Shelley.
Yes. And the answer is yes,
what?
Twice in recorded history,
oh
or,
my.
You know, like on the internet.
Wow.
One happened in 2015. A dude in Bali was peeing in the woods. The 27-year-old, known
yep.
as Tato, was relieving himself outside under a tree when he was suddenly struck by a flash of lightning. As the report says, he was hit in the worst place imaginable by any man, his genital area.
Ouch.
Now, they don't give any word on how big his junk was. You have to imagine pretty
yeah.
sizable, right? Like enough to get the lightning to redirect there?
I guess, or it followed the stream, right.
After being rushed to the hospital, he revealed he had suffered some burns to about 8% of his body, including his pubic area, his head, his chin, his back, and his legs. Now, the other guy who was hit, they say his wiener actually saved his life. He is a 41-year-old guy in Croatia. He was out riding his bike when a storm suddenly formed over his head. He was struck by lightning, like in his head. The big one on top of your neck. Yeah. Thing is, though, he was wearing headphones at the time, listening to music. And as the report explained, he was also wearing his work overalls, which included a high visibility jacket, some thick old rubber boots. Because of the boots, the electricity was not able to earth through his feet. But after striking him on the head, instead of passing through his body and destroying all his internal organs, stopping his heart and stuff, the electricity followed the cables on the headphones, which were attached to a clip on his waist.
Okay.
They say it left his body by earthing through his genitals.
Oh, wow.
Does that mean his dong was, like, dragging on the ground?
So he was peeing lightning.
Yeah, essentially.
Probably right into the bicycle.
Doctors hailed his penis a miracle for unearthing the bolt and saving him. Passersby found him sitting on the rain, emitting steam next to his bike.
Oh, my goodness. So that thing had to be unusable. Afterwards.
Yeah, probably. Or that's how you get the magical powers.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Watch me make this dance. Holy cow. Well, there you go. That's kind of a slice of what we do around here. If you or the kids have a question for Shelly, send them to Shelly@fm99.com every Monday morning at right around this time.